What am I looking for again?
A
Yes.
Fringy Mini.
Fringy Mini. You know, I don't actually recall the last time I updated this, but I'm gonna be about as surprised as you. How are we feeling today? How am I feeling? That's an important question. I feel like I will go by how I'm feeling today.
Nobody has asked how you're feeling in a
Is
while.
that a rhyme?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
I feel like that was so Dr. Seuss of me. I'm feeling.
Oh, I learned something yesterday that I feel like I didn't know before, but it makes sense.
What was it?
We were watching How the Grinch Stole Christmas, like the original cartoon version.
It's too early for that.
I thought so too, but I bought it last year instead of renting it because I wanted to make sure. I felt like we'd watch it more than once,
Okay,
so it was
okay.
worth it. And I wanted to get my money out of it. So I actually watched the opening credits. I did not know Dr. Seuss wrote the songs for that.
Or did he
No,
just.
he wrote it.
Okay.
It said songs written by Dr. Seuss. To me, it was like, wow, it makes sense. But I don't know. I always picture him even older than the cartoons for some reason. And by cartoons, I mean that one.
Like he died like thousands of years before the cartoons were ever around.
Well, because he wrote during World War II. Like he did comics for World War II against fascism.
Really?
Yeah, that's a whole other thing. Anyhow, what's your Fringy Mini, Chelsea?
I got distracted by that. Well, now I'm feeling bad, so let's all feel bad together. Well, we're already all feeling bad after that news. This is from fizz.org. Hey, you've used this one before.
Yeah, fizz.org.
Yeah.
It's a science paper.
Yeah.
Fizz as in like PHYS, right? Not FIZZ.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not iPhone something dot CA. Oh, right here, I have it open. iPhone Canada dot CA. I have it open. It's on one of my open tabs. Can never have too many open tabs. Oh no, I lost my article. This is taking way too long.
There's too
I
many
lost
tabs.
it. There's too many tabs. Found it, and there was not too many tabs. Scientists make disturbing, in quotes, find on remote island plastic rocks by Joshua Hoetberger, March 21st, 2023, fizz.org. There are a few places on Earth so isolated as Trinidad Island. It's not Trinidad.
I was
Pretty
just going
sure.
to ask that
Hold
actually.
on. How do
Because
Trinidad?
Trinidad is not that far off the coast of
No.
South America.
Either somebody put an E on there by accident. Oh no, I lost it again. Here it is. I'm gonna move it to the start. Is Trinidad the volcanic outcrop a 3 to 4 day boat trip off the coast of Brazil? Geologist for who wrote this article? So, geologist Fernanda
A
Evalar
physicist.
Santos was startled to find an unsettling sign of human impact on the otherwise untouched landscape. Rocks formed from the glut of plastic pollution floating in the ocean. Santos first found the plastic rocks in 2019 when she traveled to the island to research her doctoral thesis on a completely different topic: landslides, erosion, and other geological risks. She was working near a protected nature reserve known as Turtle Beach, the world's largest breeding ground for the endangered green turtle, when she came across a large outcrop of the peculiar-looking blue-green rocks. Intrigued, she took some back to her lab after her 2-month expedition. Analyzing them, she and her team identified the specimens as a new kind of geological formation, merging the materials and processes the Earth has used to form rocks for billions of years with a new ingredient: plastic trash. Quote, "We concluded that human beings are now acting as a geological agent, influencing processes that were previously completely natural, like rock formation," end quote, she told AFP. Quote again, "It fits in with the idea of the Anthropocene."
Oh, that we're in the plastic age, yeah.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, because we went on from the Triassic to the
Oh,
Anthropocene
that is
period.
disturbing.
It's
That
where
is really
plastic actually forms
disturbing.
a layer. You can see it if you were to dig in 10,000 years,
Oh
you'd see
my
a layer and they
God.
call it the Anthropocene, yeah.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. That is so crazy. What you just blew my mind. Which scientists are talking about a lot these days, a geological era of human beings influencing the planet's natural processes. This type of rock like plastic will be preserved in the geological record and mark the Anthropocene, which is what Taylor just said, but way better. The finding left her disturbed and upset, said Santos, a professor at the Federal University of Piranha in South Brazil. She describes Trinidad as like paradise, a beautiful tropical island whose remoteness has made it a refuge for all sorts of species. Seabirds, fish found only there, nearly extinct crabs, and the green turtle. The only human...
And Chelsea, just going to share my screen so that you can see how remote this is.
I want to.
So I don't know why... I'm looking at a Google Maps. Okay. Anyhow, it's really throwing me off how it has decided to cut up Brazil like that on South America. I don't know what's going on there. Anyhow.
It looks like it's in all its provinces, maybe.
This appears to be the island of Trinidad right here.
Okay, yeah.
Which is like...
I like how Trinidad and Tobago is.
Yeah, that's where it first sent me.
Lighted on it as well.
I would say it's about a fifth of the way across from Brazil towards Namibia. Yeah. And it seems like it is literally like there's nothing there.
Yeah.
And it is a territory of Brazil. So I learned something today.
Yeah, it's fairly off the coast of Rio. Well, we're all learning new things right now during this mini. Hopefully you don't have a maximum things you're allowed to learn for the week because you're just about at them, if not already at your quota. The only human presence on the South Atlantic island is a small Brazilian military base and scientific research center. It's marvelous, she said. And this link to you so you can...
The military base?
Military base.
Okay.
I'm going to send this to you in general just so you can open the article and see these rocks and the landscape that we're looking at.
Oh, that is a rock.
Yeah. You can open it and see more pictures. That too perfectly sent the actual picture I was referring to. Quote, so it was all the more horrifying to find something like this and on one of the most ecologically important beaches, and that being probably untouched by humans where the plastic is popping up or there's no humans littering. She returned to the island late last year to collect more specimens and dig deeper into the phenomenon. Continuing her research, she found similar rock-like plastic formations had previously been reported in places including Hawaii, Britain, Italy, and Japan. Since 2014.
But that's notably where humans live.
Yes. Or, yeah.
I'm catching on here.
See, that would make sense, but I think it's the remoteness that is shocking. Trinidad Island is the remotest place on the planet they have been able to find so far, she said. She fears that as the rock...
Find plastic, right?
Yeah.
Like, because we have more remote areas. That I think it's called, like, Point Nemo is the place where if you go into it on the planet, you're the furthest away from any human anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, you're closer to people on the International Space Station when it flies over than anyone else.
That's cool.
But it's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
Oh yeah, there it is. Oh yeah, that's pretty far away. I'd hate that. That's terrifying. Okay, lost my tab again. Here we go. Continuing her research, she found similar rock-like plastic for me. Oh yeah, I read that. She fears that as the rocks erode, they will leach microplastics into the environment and further contaminate the island's food chain.
She thinks that hasn't happened yet?
Yeah. That's what I was just about to say. It seems like it's already leached into the environment. It's a good thing all the plastic
is just stuck together and not going anywhere else.
Okay. Anyhow, there's a little bit more, and the next part's called paradigm shift, but I think we are fairly familiar with the paradigm shift that probably needs to happen as a result of finding this out. It had to happen long before she found this out and is worried that it will leach into the island.
Yeah.
But the effects are already here.
I find it hard to believe that this is surprising. Like, we've known about Garbage Island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean for, what, like 20 years now? It's like twice the size of Texas. So we know that they get to remote places.
Would it not be like the size of like North America by now? It's been happening for a lot of years.
Plastic doesn't break down, but it does disintegrate down to very minute particles, which it's doing in that area. Because, like, it will break down. It's just not the way we really
want it. So then it just breaks down so that you don't notice it. So the ocean's pretty much plastic.
And then we replace it.
Down onto the land. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we replace it with more plastic. So it's not getting, like, bigger per se. At least, I don't know. I haven't looked in on it in a while.
Well, technically it is because the water's just becoming plastic. Yeah, so that was really feel bad episode.
I wonder if this, I would love to hear from an oceanographer or somebody who studies ocean currents and see if we can learn anything from like all this plastic washing up here and see if like it's changed anything how they view ocean currents, because that probably means there's a direct current from somewhere that's heavily populated with people polluting to there. Or maybe, I don't know, it's fishnets or something like that.
Yeah, and you would think it would be a first world country because I don't know that they have as much plastic to throw.
Oh no, they have lots of plastic in the third world.
Okay, well, sounds like, no, it doesn't. We don't need to.
And they don't really know what to do with the plastic in the third world.
Okay. There's something to ponder, I guess, for the next 48 hours.
But hey, it's educational.
I'm feeling too uncomfortable. I want out of this episode.
And I hope we all feel uncomfortably smart now.
Yeah.
Anyhow, bye.